This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for our weekly overview of what's going on, what's hot, if you will, in the news talk radio biz. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, going through the stories according to the research done for this week, April 13th to 17th, in review now from Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com. Stories, people, not a whole lot of change from last week, at least in terms of category. There certainly is a lot of new information as things change. Most of it, as you can imagine, is a focus on health and the politics of what's going on. Well, let's go through the list. The only thing that seems to be, not a part of it, and maybe it is in a sense, the relationship we have with Iran, what's going on there, that's number 10.
Kind of quiet, right?
Well, it has been. They've got their own problems, frankly.
Yeah.
They've got a horrible problem with the coronavirus, and they haven't dealt with it well because the rest of the world is shorter. They shut out the rest of the world, and the rest of the world shut them out. I think they've gotten some help from the Chinese, but it was the Chinese that caused the problem in the first place, and then they've gotten some from Russia. Yeah, but the people, the unrest in Iran is not being reported by the news media any more than the truth that of what's going on in China is being reported by the mainstream news media. But
well, there is no mainstream media in Iran. If you report anything, you're in jail. And
you're dead. Right, but I'm talking about inside the sources that might be able to get in. Like, there are always reporters that sneak into North Korea and come out with photos and video. You know, they can you can do it if you want to. But it doesn't seem to be, you know, the old expression that where there's a will, there's a way.
It
doesn't seem to be much. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Risking getting caught. Remember those, weren't there a couple of college students that got, was that in Iran or was that someplace else?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Iran, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Woof, what a mess. Number nine, the celebrity list of people who have COVID-19, people who are passing away. I don't think we were talking about Brian Dennehy dying at the age of 81. I do not believe it was from complications. He was a smoker, and you can probably tell that by looking at him, but it wasn't something that I don't, at least anything that I saw didn't indicate it. It was natural causes.
No, it wasn't coronavirus, I don't think. Yeah.
No, uh-uh. No.
I think he'd been battling something, according to his family. They didn't say what, but something.
He didn't look good when he was on the last episode of The Blacklist. Playing Reddington's father, he didn't look good. He just didn't look good. Number eight, the education circumstances. I think there are a number of the implication here of colleges considering a new school year with no students on campus. Can you imagine these buildings and these campuses, these facilities? It may be not only summer classes would be canceled, but university chiefs are trying to figure out how to handle their incoming students and what happens in the fall. Is it too far out to be making these decisions at this point, do you think, or not?
I think so, but I think they're planning for it. And I know for sure in California, the governor was the first in the country to lay out his plan for reopening businesses, which we saw the president do this week, and we saw some other governors start to lay out things that would need to happen to get states back to business. And one of the things that's on Newsom's list is that schools will look very different, that it is possible that elementary, high school, middle school kids will go back in the fall, but that they'll have to cut class size, that they'll actually stagger schedules, which means less classroom time. They'll get rid of PE. They'll make lunch and recess look a whole lot different.
Yeah.
So it's, I think there's...
On that, Jennifer, a lot of youngsters, I've found out in our community anyway, but around the country, I guess the same thing, how many at-risk children are getting pretty much all their food from the schools.
They're still keeping it up, by the way. You still can get them. At least in California, there's a program where I shouldn't even say in California, in L.A., where I live, the L.A. Unified School District is still doing these meal pickup centers.
Yeah.
So even during coronavirus, you can still go and get your kids the two meals a day that they would have gotten. They're just not doing that third meal, which I guess they would do, a take-home meal. They're doing two meals, and parents can come and get them.
the end of the day. There is something that's sort of related to this. You know, the SNAP program for people who are on welfare, although welfare is not a politically correct term. That's really what it is. The programs have been cut back somewhat under the current administration. And I think, frankly, my own read on that is that they were, whether they, the right people got cut off the program needed to be whittled down. Now, there are a lot of ways of applying it. One of the administrators for the community that I live called me yesterday and wanted to know if I would take SNAP payments for the ice cream that I'm selling on the farm. Many
Ooh.
Of you know that I'm a
What'd you
farmer.
Say? That's interesting.
I said, yes. I said, yeah. I don't even know how the... I asked her a little bit as to how the program works because my other friend, the farmer that does the produce up the street, took it last year and apparently had a hard time getting his money. So he said to me, look out. But I went through the way it worked with this administrator and I felt like, okay, you know what? Excuse me. Even if it didn't work well, I'd try it to help people out, especially at this time, even though ice cream... for most people, not me, is not an essential food, but it's really a way. There were so many people that came to the farm last weekend to take advantage of our first weekend of being open. You had to stay in the car. We had, you know, appropriate masks and gloves on everybody, and it was well done. So we're doing it again this weekend. And so the question from this person was, this weekend, if we send people up who can't, you know, they have a busload of people that are all disabled, but they are on assistance, will you take their SNAP cards? I guess that's what it is, right? Like a credit card? Take mm-hmm. the SNAP cards and pay for it. I said, yeah, I would. And so we'll see where that goes. But there are a lot of people, I think that's part of, to go back to what we were initially talking about here with a focus on education, this is part of what we have been saying all along, ladies, that the world is going to change. It's going to take on a different face, a different structure. And some of these things are going to be more obvious than others. Some of them will be quicker than others. But I think there are going to be a lot of changes, especially if this thing continues and does affect our lives into the good weather months, which we're getting pretty close to bumping into now, although you wouldn't believe it if you look at the forecast in the Northeast this weekend for 2 inches of snow. There hasn't been 2 inches of snow, you know, one storm all winter. It'd be interesting to see how this... it does. The international students, I wonder about them. Are we still taking in as many international? That was one source of cash at my university.
There are kids who are, you know, who've already been accepted and are expecting to return or returning students. And so what do you do with them? You know,
a lot of people were stuck here. They never went back. They were here going to school and they just stayed.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Next up here is the psychology of this virus, the psychology of having it, the psychology of being cooped up in your homes, the psychology of living with or not your spouse. I saw another item of interest when it came to divorces. The risks now of you getting divorced have upped the ante. You know, there is the people living in close quarters. They find out they don't like each other. So, you know.
Surprise!
Yeah, surprise! See you later. I want a divorce. So, I mean, so I would wonder how this affects, because normally when you say, oh, I want to get divorced, somebody moves out. But where are they moving to?
Nowhere. Where can you afford to move? That's the other question.
I think the smart people are the ones who, as soon as they thought that this would happen, the stay-at-home order would happen, that they just bailed moved out then.
You have some friends that did that, Victoria?
No, I was reading about Julianne Hough and her husband, so apparently that's what they did. They've been kind of, I guess, on the rocks for a while, and now they're separated while
quarantining. Isn't it funny? Every time I hear her name, I think her husband is the guy in the movie with her, where they were lovers and friends. She and the guy was married to Fergie.
Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel, right. Mm-hmm. They were in that movie together.
Yeah.
Funny, every time I think of her, I think of him.
Maybe she should have married him.
Maybe.
I know, she might have been better off.
She doesn't seem too happy with the one she chose. So.
And he's divorced from Fergie now, too, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See?
And he's with some other lady.
How about
he's got
me?
A baby, I think.
How about a round of applause for me knowing what's going on in the gossip department?
I'm very impressed.
Well done, Dougie. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of well done, we're going to have a couple of well done commercials here, and then we'll continue with our overview of the Talkers charts for this week with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16 and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles. All you got to do is dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go to progressive.com. Next item of interest, number 6 on the countdown list, the story of our relationship with China. This is my baby here. The Chinese at this point in time, and our knowledge, never mind our relationship with them, the knowledge that we are gleaning from how they have not only caused this, but the ramifications that more focus on how they've dug in, their claws into America the way they do, whether they need us or not. There's some people, because they're hurting for food, who say they need us and we should make them pay. And I think we should make them pay whatever we, you know, four times what it's worth. And the reason that I think that, in part, is because they have, for example, this story with Smithfield Foods and Nathan's Hot Dogs. They own the company that is that manufactures, if you will, the products that come from pork. The WH Group in China bought Smithfield a couple of years ago at the behest of Chinese government getting to and they went to the Justice Department and made their case. It would be better, all of the same nonsense and garbage and unbelievable BS that all these companies come up with when they want to take over another company. But in this case, it was a Chinese group. So now they have ruined the economy of the world. This company, Smithfield, and Nathan's Hot Dogs are in trouble because the packing plants, the people there have got a virus. So they're looking for a bailout. The Chinese government that owns the WH Group, that owns Smithfield, has come to our country, taken over the business, ruined it, and now they want a bailout from our government. Never mind chutzpah, but how do we let these things get, and do we learn? Is this one of the things we're learning as we go through this experience? Good question. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, Talk Radio Review here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the air around the country with an overview of the charts for this week. From Talkers Magazine, they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Talkers.com. And this list at number five, Presidential Authority is number five. Whether the president sets the what was the thing this week where the governors said they would decide when everybody go back to business, and the president said no, that's my job. And then when he was called
this was one of those headlines that was blown out.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Proportion.
Yeah, of course.
And really, you know, and Trump doesn't help himself as much as I like him. Sometimes he like responds to the headlines instead of like just clarifying what he said. But the truth is that what he's talking about, since I speak the language, is that he is saying that the federal government would come up with new guidelines. Remember, the federal guideline had this, the social distancing order in effect through the end of the month. And so now the question is what happens after the end of the month. So the federal government comes up with federal guidelines. They give those to the states. States then decide when it's appropriate for them to reopen. I don't think that this should be that hard. And apparently that's what was discussed on a big phone call that they had. I think it was Thursday when everyone got together on a teleconference. Right. And the federal government identifies states that are candidates to reopen in phase one, which would still be very limited, a limited reopen. And according to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and President Trump, there are about 20 states that could be ready to reopen if the governors are comfortable. And the first stipulation is that you have a decline in cases for over a 14-day period before you can even have the conversation about what to do. And then you'd still really have a limited reopening. So this is a very, I thought the plan that was released by the federal government was very modest. It didn't seem overly aggressive. And it seemed to have the support of both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx in its implementation.
Right. The problem, though, is New York is the only state that's had 3 days in a row now of a decline. So New York will end up being the first state. We were the first affected and we'll be the first one out of it. And then New Jersey will follow behind that. California is probably very close to New Jersey on that timeline. So
we're still going up, but it's...
You are?
The problem, the problem in
Jersey's
California...
Jersey's going up, too.
Massachusetts went up this week and sort of flattened out.
The one state that didn't, though, Ohio, they actually had their apex 2 days days after, no, 2 days before the president or the governor of Ohio actually shut down the state. So there are certain states that are going to be able to do this.
North
that
Dakota
haven't.
Is a mess.
Well,
and that's
Dakota,
mostly because of the Smithfield. The people in Sioux Falls at the Smithfield plant. And
Texas, I think, is going to be one of the first to open up. Texas seems like they're ready to go.
Yeah, seem to be calm down there. Yeah. So let me ask you this. In terms of presidential authority, people who are told they have to wear masks in public, that seems to be one of the big deals this week. Some of the governors are saying you have to, even the mayor of my community said, if you're out in public, you got to wear a mask. And could the president, is that something that really is an example of what governors can do with an executive order? Or could that be overridden? Could the president say, not that he's going to, but you know what, you don't really need to, use your own judgment and don't pay attention to what Governor Cuomo or anybody else says. Is that...
I think the difference is, if someone really wanted to push this and take it to court, the difference is the wording of the executive orders, at least in New Jersey and New York. I can't speak to the others, but the wording is, it is advised that when you're out in public and you cannot practice social distancing, like if you're hiking, you're fine. You don't need to have a mask on. But if you're going to be walking into a grocery store or a pharmacy, you have to wear a mask. And the way that they're doing it is they're saying that the stores will have to turn you away if you're not wearing a mask. So if you say, oh, you're violating my personal rights or whatever, you don't really have a legal leg to stand on because the stores are the ones with the authorities to turn you away from service.
Yeah. I went into a hardware store, and I had left my mask in the truck. And the guy who's my friend that runs the store says, you can't come in without your mask on.
Right.
So I went back out and got my mask.
Right.
And as it turned out, he knew what I wanted anyway because I'd called ahead and ordered it. So he brought it out to the truck. And that's another thing. If you're smart, you're going to call ahead and order no matter what service you're looking for. 28 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there are enough testing supplies to begin the first phase of reopening communities that are closed from the coronavirus pandemic.
Every day we're getting closer to the future that we all have been waiting for. I talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. We are getting very, very close to seeing that light.
But many governors are complaining they can't get enough tests done in time and they don't have enough test kits yet. Though in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says he's ready to start reopening.
We can adopt safe strategies that prevent the spread of COVID-19 and step by step we will open Texas.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street. The Dow was up 704 points. The Nasdaq up 117. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our info zone. I guess we can call it that, yeah. All right, we have the services of a couple of your favorite radio personalities here. By the way, did you see the ratings? 42% increase in listenership across the board to not just... this is sometimes a collective of all the spoken word formats, like news and sports and news talk, that sort of thing. But this is specifically talk and talk stations that are providing some context. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree. I've been fairly critical of some of the stuff that I've heard that seems not to be working on solutions. The focus of the blame doesn't work too well for me. But anyway... I just think it's interesting that people are using the radio more than anything else. And also, the evening newscasts are up, but the viewership to the cable channels isn't. So you want to take a crack at why that might be? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
Oh, I think I know immediately. The local media is actually super serving the audience right now, because on the national channels, all you're getting is the national news for the most part, except maybe for the exception of New York, where they carry the Cuomo press conferences. But locally, you get not only the Trump press conference every day, they interrupt for that typically. You also get all of your local officials doing their press updates. I noticed that I've been using local news way more than I ever had in the past, just to prepare for the shows that I do locally. So
not me. I don't look at any of that stuff. I don't use television. I take the 14 or 15
different
places.
And therein lies the problem.
What? Watching television? I don't know. I wouldn't waste my time watching that stuff. It's pejorative. They make heroes or celebrities out of these people. If I saw one more story about George Stephanopoulos getting the coronavirus from his wife, I thought, it's okay, so they're not any more important. They put their pants on one leg at a time, take a shower every day, go to the bathroom. Why are they more important, other than people know who they are, than the average Joe down the street who's going through the same thing? It's the fact that we make something out of nothing and that becomes news. It's not news. Well, I mean, I guess it is news. George Stephanopoulos has coronavirus. Okay, good. All right, next. Number four on the list of the top 10 stories is the presidential race. And the political guessing as to who's going to be the vice presidential running mate of Joe Biden at this point in time. A lot of speculation that it's going to be a woman. And then there's people say it's going to be a woman of color. Are there boxes? You got to check this box off. What about finding the most qualified person? Is there any thought to that? Or are we just looking for somebody that'll check off all the boxes?
I don't think he's looking to just check boxes. I think that
he doing it by himself, or is somebody coaching him?
Well, I would think a lot of people.
I would think he's going to check the ultimate box because he already made the promise, and I don't think he can go back on it that he's going to pick a woman. So already he's checking a box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what though? The thing is, like, I'm as a woman, I'm not offended by that because if someone doesn't, you know, everybody got to where we are now because somebody checked a box and gave somebody a chance, and it became the new norm. You know, and I don't know. I don't understand the argument that some people are trying to make, like, you know, and I'm not saying you, Doug, but, you know, I understand, yes, you could see it as checking a box, but I don't know.
I'm happy to have,
you have to have.
I would like to have. You know me, I've been saying for years more women need to be in charge because things are always better when women are in charge.
Well,
they just are.
I get a little frustrated because no one asks about checking a box when a man is picked, but that doesn't mean that he's credible or should be there. It's just, you know, people automatically see, oh, he picked a guy, that's fine. He must be, you know, no one's putting any extra thought into it. It's safe.
Well, I think they do check a box for minority men, certainly. I don't think that it's just a free pass for men. I don't think it's necessarily exclusive
well,
to
I
gender
guess I'm,
when we talk
I'm,
about checking
I'm
boxes.
Saying white men, that, you know, when they get picked as president, no one looks in the past and says, oh, well, that guy was a bad president.
Oh,
we're never going to pick we're not going to pick a white man to be president again. They get a pass that way. And so I think
The thinking was, Kara, that there, when Obama was picked, that many people voted for him because he was the first black guy to run for president.
Well, people might have voted for him because he's black, but it's not just because he's black. It's because
some
it's fine.
Did.
It's
yeah, some
people,
voted
but
for
it's,
him just because he was black.
But it's also because as a black man, they could identify with him because he had similar experiences.
Which is too bad, isn't it, really, when you get down
to it? No, I think that's representation is so important.
No, you're not missing that. That's not the point I'm making. Sorry, I didn't make my point well. The point is that isn't it too bad that we have to feel like there is a need for representation of color because it's ignored by people that it has to be
a
special
a
task.
There is a need. And what I'm saying is now. Yeah, but see, now that we have, if you want to stay with the metaphor of check that box, we had the first African-American president. If someone else comes along, regardless of gender, who is a minority, then that's already become normalized, and that's important. That's very important. And, you know, it's important that we had a female candidate. Now, you know, however anyone feels about Hillary, look, 3 million people more than Trump voted for a woman.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy for a Biden to say, I'm going to pick a woman as a running mate. We already technically elected
one
a woman as president.
One thing for sure, he's not going to pick Hillary as his running mate. I think we can be pretty sure on that. I think he's pretty... But the business about... It goes back to Jack Kennedy. When I was a kid, Jack Kennedy ran and everybody said, the Pope is going to run the country. What nonsense. And then, you know, I would like to see somebody Jewish, frankly, even though I don't like separating out. I think it's, there have been, you know, I really, really, of all the people who were potential candidates for president, Michael Bloomberg was my favorite.
Did anyone care? I don't think anyone cared.
No, I think you got down to it. Heard a little bit. Nobody about Sanders.
Because they're white, so they don't talk about
that. They're white men, so it still is in that category.
How many black Jewish guys do you know? Who,
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Sammy Davis Jr. for president.
Converted. Yay! All right, number three on the list, health care and what happens there. Very interesting questions have come up this week. For example, is there a risk of catching this if you go to an urgent care? Medical emergencies, heart attacks, asthma attacks, got to go to the ER, you got to go to urgent care. So if you do that, what's the risk? The folks at Johns Hopkins said the risk through an ER urgent care facility was really quite high. And people have taken that to heart So people who get sick, I don't want to go to the hospital. And maybe that's what we were talking earlier this week on the DJV program about how many empty beds there were at hospitals and how frustrating it is because you can't get any elective surgery done. Doctors aren't around, but yet there are plenty of empty beds. Plenty.
Well, I think the first thing that's going to change is going to be elective surgeries are going to start up again. As soon as they can guarantee.
I hope so, because otherwise, guess what? We're going to have to do a huge hospital bailout. Keep in mind that there are also a lot of people who are out of work who are now going to just let their insurance lapse, and they're not going to be paying for that. So,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people lost their insurance letting it lapse.
That's what I mean. And they won't be able to afford the pickup, the COBRA.
So the bottom line here, the Johns Hopkins report said that if you go to the ER, be ready to risk yourself. Because this stuff, these places are dirty. Even if they're getting a lot of people that are in there that are cleaning the place up, it's just, it's
a risk. Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. And when it comes to getting sick, also think about the mail. That was one of the things that we touched on, all the deliveries from Amazon, et cetera, FedEx, the U.S. Postal Service. The experts say contracting the disease from mail is very high. The president of the health advisory group, Schmidt and Libby, said, so we do know that the virus can live for days on a variety of fabrics, cardboard, metals, vinyl, plastic, rubber, and others as well. So didn't we ask the question this week about whether you should, wasn't your food, you know, can you get it off of the skin of an orange? Or
there have been no cases of
packaging, basically.
Yeah, the packaging. Yeah, but it is not foodborne. It there are no cases of it being transferred via food. So
no.
You can get takeout and you can do it safely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that goes for ice cream. We're going to do ice cream on Grubhub this weekend, ladies.
That's good. Exciting.
Yeah. Very. All right. 44 past the hour. Coming up, the economy and how it's being affected. I think most of us can figure that one out pretty easily. And then some of the other stats whether they're important. And I find it drives me nuts, actually, to know that what most people are interested in is how many people are sick today versus yesterday. I don't see what you learned from that. But anyway, we'll get to it in a matter of moments. 44 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Our overview, our perspective and respective, I guess. Is that a word, respective? No, perspective
sure.
And retrospective.
I
like that
now.
Word better. Yes, it is. From the story list at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, comes the list this week, the week of April 13th, 17th, the official list on the countdown. Number 10, our relationship with Iran. Number 9, famous people who are sick. Number 8, education, what's going to happen for the rest of the school year and moving forward. Number 7, the psychological impact, relationships as a result of all of this. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, does the president have authority to do a lot of things that otherwise he might not be able to do? Number 4 is the presidential race. Number 3, the ramifications on your ability to get health care. The economy is number 2, as you might imagine, what the new normal is or going to be. And number 1, the projections, the stats with all of the deaths and, you know, that sort of thing. It's really in the money being spent. Kind of an amazing week again from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the American Cancer Society, every year more than 14,000 women die from ovarian cancer.
There is no good screening test for ovarian cancer, and most of the symptoms of ovarian cancer are quite vague. So often it's abdominal bloating, changes in bowel or bladder function, and often those are treated as though you would treat, you know, other less serious illnesses.
Gynecologic oncologist Dr. Carrie Langstrat says the disease often goes undetected until it's spread somewhere else, and then it's frequently fatal. So what are some of the clues that could tip a woman off that she needs to be checked?
Feeling full earlier, so not able to eat as much. Feeling like their belly is expanding, so maybe their pants get a little tighter or they're loosening their belts a little bit more. Sometimes back pain, sometimes shortness of breath or chest pain, which may indicate fluid around the lung related to ovarian cancer. Those are the main symptoms.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. People list from Talkers Magazine. Every week there are two lists that are published. You can get them at talkers.com right on the sort of front page. And they also do the story line that Michael Harrison does every day at talkers.com. People list includes at number 10, Boris Johnson. Number 9, Xi Jinping. Number 8, Mitch McConnell. 7 is Nancy Pelosi and all the ice cream in her refrigerator. Number 6, Joe Biden. Number 5, Gretchen Whitmer. Number 4 is Andrew Cuomo. I would say his brother got a lot of attention this week as well. CNN anchor who first said he was going to get off the air and then he stayed on the air. Mike Pence is number 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list for all the reasons, all the things. Is there a moment that goes by as you listen to the radio that there isn't some conversation somewhere about President Trump? He's got the mic, that's for sure. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's move back into the focus here of the top 10 stories. Anyway, number 2, the economy and what's going on in the economy, who's got jobs. I guess to a point that has to do as well with the number of small businesses under 500 that have applied for the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan. That money is drained out. There's no more of it left. They're going to try to redo it, but I think there's some political machination, ladies, right? Isn't there in the consideration of another?
Yeah, about adding more. I think the Democrats are ready.
Hospitals is a big one.
Yeah, the Democrats are ready for another stimulus bill. Republicans are saying we'll get to another phase 4. Let's just get the small business money replenished, because what the goal is to try to keep people off of unemployment.
Well, if you don't keep this money, companies that still haven't, right, exactly. And the money hasn't been distributed, not a penny of it's been distributed yet. I was one of the first ones in last week, and they said we'd have it by the end of the week. This week, I haven't seen it yet. Interesting, when you look around at companies like Amazon that are doing so well in this, Amazon still says they're hiring. They need another 75,000 workers.
Because everybody's buying from them. I've always bought from Amazon, even my groceries. I can't even get groceries delivered because there's no windows available.
They hired 100,000 employees last month. They need another 75,000 this month. Doesn't that say something about that business model and about what people think?
Well, it's safer right now. People don't want to go into stores.
Well,
Amazon has everything.
Talked about how healthy or unhealthy cardboard was. The stuff is shipped in.
Yeah. I can't get my groceries delivered, I've actually done more grocery shopping during coronavirus than I've done all year.
Yeah. And I thought one of the things that was interesting, there's always a lot of attention on Jeff Bezos, who runs Amazon. He said something to his workers this week, and I'm going to quote, it's actually a Dr. Seuss quote. When something bad happens to you, you have three choices. You can either let it define you, let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. And I thought that was pretty smart. He's become a little controversial, but I thought that was interesting. I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind. Dr. Seuss is always good. When all else fails, find something from Dr. Seuss. All right, ladies, good job. We've gone through the overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One of our heroes is Victoria Keelan because she's got the in the know on the go when it comes to information that will help you in the technology sector. So let's go through the top five items this week from her research. Starting at number five, the Airbnb virtual experience that you can have if you can't travel. You can travel, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, in a sense, you actually can. And this is great for families. Families are really looking. I see all the time moms and dads posting online that if they've got young kids in the house who are, you know, kind of have cabin fever, they're really looking for different things to do. This is a great thing. So this is on Airbnb's website. It's called Experiences. And you can do all kinds of things. Cooking classes, bartending, virtual farm tours is a big thing. Doug, you should totally get on that. Yeah. Virtual bike tours, wine tasting classes, makeup tutorials, tarot card readings, comedy shows, things like that. And so, and the nice thing is it's very affordable. So per person for the activities, they start from just like $2, $3, $6, and then they go up to $65 for the more expensive things like wine tasting, things like that. But it's all the classes are done on Zoom, and Airbnb is providing approved hosts with paid access that's going to be free for them. So it's really a great way for people to still make a little bit of money if they are Airbnb hosts. And it's like I said, it's a great thing to do. Lots of family-friendly things. You don't even need to get in the car, and you can go and take a virtual tour of a farm or an animal sanctuary. It's really, really neat. So I would highly recommend that one.
All right, good. Number four, Apple has unveiled something new.
Apple has unveiled their new budget iPhone, and this is the SE model. They haven't had an SE since 2016. So 4 years later, they decided, probably appropriate for the times right now, that maybe people don't want to spend $1,100 on a new phone. So the new SE model will start at $399, and which is a lot less than the $1,099, which is what the 11 Pro Max is right now. This is a smaller phone, but it has 4K video. It's got a Retina HD display, Touch ID, and apparently, according to Tim Cook, the best single camera system that they've ever put into an iPhone. It also has the same battery life as an iPhone 8. It ships on the 24th of April. So this is a great, great deal if you're looking for a budget entry into iPhone.
Number three, stop sharing your info.
Yeah, so on Instagram and Facebook, this hashtag class of 2020 thing, people are posting their senior yearbook photos somehow in solidarity to the seniors in high school and college who will not be able to have a graduation this year. The problem is, this is giving so much information away that people don't even realize. Hackers can take this information, they know what high school you went to, they know the mascot, they know what town you're from, they know what year you graduated. You might as well just give them your social security number at this point. So if you're doing this and you really feel the need to, make sure your passwords are changed and updated, and if you're on Facebook, make sure you have activated the two-factor authentication for extra security.
All right, number two, Verizon is, I take my foot out of my mouth whenever I say anything good about Verizon, so you can take it from there.
Well, we don't know if this is good yet, but Verizon is launching a new tool to help customers troubleshoot their own issues, and because right now we know that Verizon made the announcement last week that they will no longer do new installs of internet, and they will not send a technician into your house. If there's something outside of your house, that you can find a repairman for that, and they will send a service person out and investigate it, but anything that's inside your house, no bueno. So this is the way to troubleshoot on your own. Anything that you can do on your own, this is a virtual tool that will allow you to link up with a Verizon tech person so you can send them pictures of things, like you can snap a picture on your phone and send it within this chat box, and that way they can try to help you troubleshoot. I don't know how effective this is going to be. It's something, I guess, but a lot of people who have real issues with their Verizon or with their internet in general, they typically they will need more help than on their own. So
the average bunny, right? Yeah. Okay, number one this week in terms of tech stories, this is a Sling job.
Well, Sling TV, this is something that is really cool, and a lot of people are catching on to this now. Sling is providing free TV from 5 p.m. to midnight every single night as part of this initiative that we're all supposed to stay at home. So starting now, new Sling TV customers can register for the service. It's called Happy Hour Across America. You don't need to enter a credit card. You don't have to cancel anything. This is completely free if you are new to Sling. You'll get access to their Blue service, which is the plan that normally is $30 a month. So it gives you 32 live channels, and it's you can upgrade if you want to pay for it, but it includes Disney, ESPN, a lot of movie offerings and things like that. So I think it's a great way for Sling to get their name out there and get people to start cutting the cord from cable. You can save a whole lot of money.
Information provided by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Tech Talk time is 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.